Here on the game, we will have You Can't Be Serious at 5:50. Mitch has retweeted his WTF fact, but it kind of grossed me out, so I'm not going to talk about it on air. You can go see it at Mitch Support on Twitter if you want to. You know, one thing about the Corey Sutton fallout here and seeing some of the players, former players on social media that I was talking about, like a Chris Harper's Facebook, for instance, the fact that this is all happening in 2017 is another part of this that is so much different, because there's so much more of a way for this type of information to get out, and players are upset, be it Corey Sutton who's transferring or former players that want to weigh in on this type of situation using their personal experience as the prism that they're viewing everything through. Like Facebook and Twitter, that stuff didn't exist if we're having this conversation in 1997 as opposed to 2017. You know, that makes this different as well, because it gives the players more of a platform. We saw it work for Sutton to go ahead and get his transfer, but it just makes more information available to us to continue using the seeing how the sausage is made. There are more opportunities now, really, to have to be faced with that than there were years ago.
And I think that when you think about it, it changes what your opinion is of the players that are currently in the program if you're not willing to accept that reality. Like, I think that it can feed into that old argument about how, oh, millennials just aren't as tough as the players that played back in the 90s. Well, in actuality, they probably are pretty much the same. It's just that the guys in the 90s didn't have that outlet, so you never heard the complaints out of them, even though some of the same things may have been happening.
Yes, that is basically what I'm trying to say there. Yeah, you're getting more of a view of it here. And also, there might be more guys. You know, I would be willing to listen to the fact that perhaps there are more guys nowadays that can't take it. There are still going to be the same amount of guys on scholarship that can and do and wind up winning games, which has been happening here, but there may be more guys that can't, so then there's a higher volume of people not being able to take it today. Because we know, I mean, Bill Snyder's program in general just hasn't really changed. It's been the same thing, and he is going to do things his way, and his way or the highway. Either get on and keep going, or you're out. But there are some generational differences, perhaps, in 2017 than there were in 1997, so maybe there are more. I mean, we're seeing it. You know, really, there is some evidence of that factually, just based on the amount of transfers there have been in college basketball. I even got some data suggesting there are up to 850 transfers in college basketball last year, which is up from 291 just 5 years ago. So even in the last 5-6 years, the transfer epidemic has become more and more. Not seeing it as much in football again, but the basketball evidence would lead you to believe that there are just a higher number of people in general not willing to stick it out.
And again, 99% of all coaches are against that. It's not quite 100, because if you're John Calipari or you're Bill Self, you're going to benefit from it a lot more than it hurts you. But even so, I mean, I think that even for them being beneficiaries of it, just to fix the problem overall in college basketball, they would probably be in favor of it.
And the other part of it, too, is when there's more information available out there in these formats, it gives you more to go latch on to depending on what your viewpoint is. You know, if you're starting from an endpoint, you're starting from what you feel is correct, you can go find information on either side easier to justify whatever your stance is on this issue. If you're taking the K-State program's infallible stance, you can go find Jordan Willis's statement there. If you're going the opposite side, you can see former players on social media airing their grievances to reference Seinfeld here on the show. But really, to close this discussion, and this is about the way that I think is an appropriate way to look at this, is that I think the frustration with some of the players, just that I was seeing, their sense seemed to be, hey, look, the program may not be obviously all bad. It does good things. You win games. There are guys that have benefited immensely from the program. But also, as is the case with any major college football program, even any sports team that wins big, it creates larger-than-life figures. It creates figures that are revered like deities by some people. And clearly around here, for good reason, with the turnaround that Bill Snyder orchestrated in Manhattan, I mean, who else would you hold in higher regard in the sports world around here if you're a sports fan than Bill Snyder? And you get to a point where I think sometimes the players feel like the coach can be totally untouchable in all of this, and people will just never accept that there can be mistakes made from the top in these programs. And, well, the overall message and everything can be good. You can be a great person. I don't think anyone's really trying to dispute who Bill Snyder is. We know who he is, what he's done, what he does for people. But you can still make mistakes. We're all still human, I guess is the point here. You know, Bill Snyder is still human, and I think it is pretty clear that there were mistakes made in how this process was handled with Corey Sutton. And some of the player frustration is just, hey, look, we just want people to know, like, not everything is always perfect here, and that's okay. My tack onto that would be, and that's okay. I'm going to combine two messages there. That's all right.
People are going to absolutely lose their mind, I think, when I say this. But we've learned through this process that there are several K-State fans out there, and many K-State fans, who are going to side with Coach Snyder in the program no matter absolutely what happens. It does not matter. Coach Snyder is right 100% of the time. And those people exist in absolutely every football program. And I think that what this has done is shown me just a little bit more the reason why we saw so many people stand up for Art Briles when things went down south at Baylor, because he had built that himself. And I do not want people thinking that I'm saying that I am making a comparison between Bill Snyder and Art Briles, because
I'm about
I am
to
not.
Back away from the mic.
I am not. This is not Bill Snyder versus Art Briles. But when you're talking about how fans come to the conclusion that their coach cannot make mistakes, Bill Snyder and Art Briles come from a very similar place in terms of how they gained that respect from their respective fan bases. And that was challenged a little bit at K-State over the last week. And we've seen, you know, it's taken a year, more than a year of the Baylor thing. And there are still people down there that think that it was a media witch hunt from the beginning. Those people are always going to be out there.
Yeah, I can attest from being in Waco this past year for the football game and just having some conversations there with people. Yeah, there are definitely, you know, at that point, the thing had unraveled already, and there were still definitely those that totally still a witch hunt. No, I mean, I think your comparison is valid. I think it's dicey because when you start saying things in the same sentence, you know, there's probably someone out there with an audio recorder ready to cut it up and go put you on blast on the internet. You might make YouTube. You're not abiding by the Gene Taylor rule here. Just don't make YouTube.
I don't want to turn into Jason Whitlock or Clay Travis or something like that.
Oh boy, don't even get me started on all that. I had to just stop on Twitter because...
Oh, I'm mentioning it now because I know that we'll be headed to a break soon, and then I can get your thoughts.
Well, sure. Do you have to ask me?
Yes, I do.
I think you know my thoughts. You know, to come back real quick to the Bill Snyder conversation here, you're not going to convince me otherwise that... Look, Bill Snyder is a man of incredible character. You're not going to convince me otherwise of that. I know that. Mm-hmm. I have experienced enough of completely understand that. But I also, there are things that have happened along the way that I disagree with and I think are worthy of looking at and taking some criticism for. You know, I always point back to, we're going to go with two things here that are probably risky enough on air, but I don't hear a lot of people talk about the L. Roberson situation anymore, but having him be accused of what he was accused of, then go play the game, then the charges are dropped, then come back and... no scholarship after he's done playing football games. I mean, I didn't agree with that. I thought that was not exactly the best way to handle it, but I still think Bill Snyder is a man of great character. It doesn't have to be one or the other. There can be both. So, if you don't think it was appropriate to mention the drug testing stuff there, it doesn't mean Bill Snyder can't still be a guy of great character who's done great things. They can both coexist in the same world.
And among the negative that there was around Bill Snyder over the last several days, there are the positive sentiments as well, as we saw from Frank Martin over the weekend, who said that he's never met a better human being than Bill Snyder. There's a lot of that out there, too.
Cult to Frank, man. Look at Frank. Frank. Take that, everybody. Frank's the good guy.
That's how this segment's going to end.
Frank's the good guy. That's going to turn into what's the internet rule that if it comes back to Hitler, like the argument's over? Godwin's law? Is that Godwin's law? I think it's Godwin's law. Like the argument just ends if it comes back to Hitler. If we work back to Frank Martin and Cult of Frank somehow, I think that just means the segment has to end.
Sure.
I think that's going to be the general rule here. All right, we'll head to a break. You want to convince me that the Royals aren't dead? Are you really going to try?
Not really. You've kind of been misrepresenting my opinion the entire show, but I guess we'll go ahead and divvy that out when we come back.
All right, you're listening to The Game.